Looking forward to that 1 week from tonight on our sister station, WOGO 103.1 FM.
Well, you had your birthday yesterday, and you're back with us for the first time since, like, forever. I guess since last Thursday. So, Caleb, give us a recap. What you been up to?
It's been a while. For one thing, turned 33 yesterday, and there's no going back now. You can't just say, well, you know, just a little into my 30s. I still remember the 20s. No.
There's no going back ever. Let me just say that.
We're here now. We're into this. But yesterday was fun. We enjoyed a couple different ice cream runs. So thank you to the fine folks at... So this is what we did. So the fine folks at Culver's and at Dairy Queen both send you something for your birthday when you sign up for their club for a freebie.
Nice.
And I'm, of course, wanting to say I want to support you and thank you for sending me something free. So I told my kids and my wife, hey, we're going to go both to Dairy Queen and to Culver's to get Daddy's freebie, but we're also going to buy stuff. So where do you want ice cream from? Mm-hmm. So we got Blizzards from Dairy Queen and we got Sundays and Concrete Mixer from Culver's. And there was a lot of ice cream that Daddy was a little worried about getting spilled in his car. And we made it through and
there
cleaned it up afterward.
Yay.
So, yeah, that was fun. So we had all that ice cream. Then Lindsay made me just this incredible peanut butter brownie trifle.
Yum.
That we hardly even dug into because we had so much ice cream. Nice. We did some grilling and things like that yesterday. So that was good. Honestly, it was sort of 5 days off in a row. It was, you know how I've complained, whined that I never really got snow days? Being a homeschooler and having to work in the cafeteria at college. So kind of with this whole, I hate the term essential worker, but it's like, so I keep coming into work. So I've kind of used that 5 days off to sort of quarantine. Like, we just didn't really do much. We just kind of stayed at home.
That
was really awesome. It was really great.
Nice.
We did stop by Carson Park to see the baby bison and things like that, too. And we got out on...
Irvine Park.
And then we got out to get some food truck food. Davis Dogs was parked down here at Red Zone the other day. And shout out to the folks from Mike's Cheese Shack, who they're kind of shut down. Normally, they have food trucks in Indiana and Ohio. Festivals, fairs, and things like that. And they don't have anywhere to go. They don't get PPP or anything like that. No protection from the government. And so able to get some cheese curds from those fine folks. They're down at Red Zone here in Hallie. And I said, hey, I happen to be on the radio. I'll see if we can at least send a little bit of business your way. And I, of course, paid for my cheese curds anyway. But just said, hey, we want to give you guys some love. Yeah, so that was delicious. And the hot dogs were delicious. And, man, 5 days goes really fast. But it was nice to... have a little break from it all. So
well, welcome back and thank happy you. Birthday.
Happy birthday, man. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me sunburned.
So it is sunscreen day today. And so we're reminded about the importance of sunscreen to protect us from the harmful UV rays from the sun. Question, though, according to Consumer Reports, what percent of Americans never wear sunscreen?
40%.
Never wear.
Lower than that.
Lower that.
Yeah.
You go.
28%.
Exactly.
What?
Seriously?
28%.
Apparently, wisdom has come with turning a year older.
Wow. That's it.
Yes.
28%.
28%
that's
never
that's
wear.
That's over They're a quarter of the population. I hope they wear hats and long sleeves.
Mm-hmm. Like those beekeeper outfits or something.
There you go.
Well, something to keep, you know, shaded. Well, dressed like a beekeeper. I'm a shade lover. Like, we are sunscreen wearers at our house, but really, I'm a shade lover. I love summer and I love the heat, but I don't like the direct sun. I don't feel good. But I do enjoy the warmth and
I love it too. I had some surgery. It was like non-life-threatening melanoma.
Okay.
And you can see the scar on the back of my neck here.
I noticed that scar when I was cutting your hair.
Yeah, there you go. So that's the explanation.
Okay.
And so I haven't really gone back for many checks on it, but you're supposed to be careful. So.
We wake up show word to the wise today. Spend time in the shade. Don't throw it. Sunshine on my shoulder.
Well, a tragic story out of Minneapolis garnering national, if not worldwide, attention, especially from Monday night on, and hundreds protesting in Minneapolis last night over the death of 46-year-old restaurant security man George Floyd, who died in police custody. And Caleb and Hillary, obviously the picture of one of the officers with his knee on Floyd's neck as he's saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, in the video. And ultimately, he dies. And so the four officers, not suspended, but fired.
Mm.
And so the ACLU calling for independent investigation of this. I mean, all sorts of reaction on social media. And this is the latest tragedy in this particular area.
I'm just so taken aback by this whole thing. Like, it's 2020, and this stuff is still going on. Mm-hmm. And it's horrifying.
Now, apparently he was resisting arrest. And again, we don't know all the details, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, it's just, it's a gut punch to see the picture, to see the video, and collectively people grieving the death of this man in police custody saying, there's got to be a better way to handle this.
And he was unconscious for 4 minutes. I mean, he was unconscious for four minutes. That's not resisting arrest. That's not resisting anything. You're unconscious for 4 minutes.
I know being at home with my kids, I didn't dig into it a lot, but you couldn't miss it because it was everywhere on Facebook, Twitter, and things like that yesterday too. And certainly there's always lots of details to come out about stories that we don't see on the face of it, but grieving the loss of a fellow human being in a tragic way. There's a lot of hurt and may the church be what the church should be at a time like this too, to embrace those who are grieving and those who are hurting and to be peace during times of anger and turmoil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, you know, how a community pulls forward outside of this. I'm glad that the officers were immediately fired. I am sure that there will be more coming on that front because just a job loss is not enough for a murder, essentially, or the loss of life.
It's just a difficult time in our nation. There's enough there already, and I'm kind of a news junkie, but there's times where the headlines... It's just so much, right? It's just so, it's like you're climbing down in the sewer and like, give me a shower. So anyhow.
It's a broken world.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the only thing that can heal a broken world is God.
Right. We got to all look within. Again, Jesus said, take an inside look. He told the Pharisees that in Matthew 23, and we need to do that as well. Chesterton said in answer to a newspaper question, what's the biggest problem in the world? G.K. Chesterton said, I am. So that's where we can do something about it, right?
And again, I think, too, there go I, but for the grace of God. With every evil we see in this world, it's only the grace of God that holds me back. And that's why I love this song from Matthew West from The Gift Offer this month. The man who needed grace, that's me. And thank God that grace is readily available to all.
Hello. Good to see you. We'll get to it. All right. 4 years ago today, this is interesting. 4 years ago today, Dr. Henry Heimlich, we've heard of the Heimlich maneuver.
Yes.
Which is what, Hillary? Explain it.
You wrap your arms around the person, you go right under their sternum, and you upward thrust as forcefully as you can and only if they cannot cough, speak, or breathe. If they can cough, speak, or breathe, do not perform the Heimlich maneuver. You will make things worse. Just saying.
Whole nother story. It takes me back to the Atlanta airport of 2011, but I'm going to leave that now. 4 years ago today, Dr. Henry Heimlich used the maneuver that he created to save a woman for the very first time. Now, he demonstrated the Heimlich maneuver. Good grief, he came
countless
up with it.
Countless times, yes.
But he'd never used it, but he was 96 years old.
Do you think he was like, finally.
96 years old.
That's so funny.
And he actually finally performed it on someone who was choking. So I presume it all worked out okay.
I would expect.
He's Dr. Heimlich.
What an honor to have Dr. Heimlich perform his...
If you're at the restaurant, you're the one choking. You're like, well, what is your name? I am Dr. Heimlich.
Is there a doctor in the house? You better believe it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Am I the only one who thinks of Heimlich from A Bug's Life?
Oh...
A beautiful butterfly.
I am a beautiful butterfly. You know, it's funny because I take voice lessons and my voice teacher refers to that guy all the time to get you to like pronunciate and enunciate. So I am
the movie The King's Speech is great.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Really good.
Yeah, Jeffrey Rush, a great movie.
Jeffrey Rush is phenomenal. Yeah.
So we were talking about this Heimlich maneuver, and we're talking about, you know, sometimes in emergency situations, people just freeze. And Mark, say it.
I said, I said I froze. Every time the kids were crying, I would freeze, and then my wife would go take care of them. So.
Not cool, man. Not cool.
It's a joke, mostly, partly. Anyhow, you administered the Heimlich maneuver
a
year ago?
I was right there. I was at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., eating lunch in the cafeteria, and a guy at the next table started to choke, like actively choke. And
scary.
The guy that was with him jumped up and did the Heimlich and partially cleared. And this guy, I could tell he was still in distress. But, you know, here's the thing. When people choke, they try to go into the private areas because it's embarrassing. And that's like the worst thing you could do. So this guy starts to walk away, but he's still like sputtering and coughing and stuff. And so me, of course, because I'm forward and nosy, I followed him. And sure enough, he was like still in massive distress. So I didn't, because he could kind of breathe and partially clear, but was definitely in distress. And he kept just trying to like go into like a private office, and I was like, no, you cannot. And I made him sit down. He did not want to sit down. He argued with me, and I just looked him in the eye and I said, sir, you have to sit down, because if you pass out, I cannot catch you. You're much larger than I am, and so I need for you to sit down. And then he was like, oh, well, I can sit down for you then, you know. So like, and police were called and paramedics and some general with many things on his uniform were there. It was an interesting time. I lobbied for education funding.
At some point on this show, we are going to raise a topic that Hillary does not have a story about. But that day has not happened yet.
Well, sometimes the old standbys are the way to go. Time proven. Other times, not something we're going to do. So we found some ancient and odd home remedies.
You don't see
remedies.
Leeches in a lot of ERs these
I was
days.
Just going to say, that was cure for bruises. Okay, I'm going to skip ahead, because that was, my dad used to tell me he would go to the local Five and Dime and they'd sell him leeches. He'd put one under his eye and in minutes the bruise was gone.
Huh.
Yay.
Ancient and odd home remedies.
Okay. You're up.
Oh, okay. Sunburn. They say try dabbing on vanilla. It takes the sting out and keeps it from peeling, and you smell good.
And you smell good. Okay, interesting.
Bonus.
Ant bites and other insect bites. Raw potato, finely grated, applied to the sting or bite will reduce or remove swelling, pulls the sting from the wound. So throw a potato on there. It's
ancient and odd home remedies. Sneezing. This person says, I found if you rub your earlobes, it would suppress the sneeze. Don't pull on them, just rub them. Like a magic eight ball? Or
Okay. Bags under your eyes. Smooth on a dab of Preparation H. Careful not to get it in your eyes, and it shrinks the swollen tissues. Yay. Huh.
Upset stomach. This is intriguing. Person says, I use a half of a small glass of any kind of pickle juice for upset stomach and heartburn.
Huh. Okay.
I really want to see some of these turned into those commercials.
I really do.
Where they show the people dancing out in the wheat fields, and it's like pickle juice.
Pickle juice.
Effects
spinning
may vary.
On the beach.
Ask your doctor.
To prevent or cure acne, separate an egg, bust the yolk, apply the yolk to your skin 2 to 3 times daily for a week, washing it off 10 minutes after every application.
Here's one that I have heard of. For lice, ancient and odd home remedies, mayonnaise rubbed in your hair will kill lice. I have heard of that.
Yeah, it's not
true. I've heard of that. But again, taking all these with a grain of salt or a glass of pickle juice. Mosquito bites,
so sure.
Wet down a dryer sheet like a downy and rub it over your skin. Not only does it keep the mosquitoes away, but also softens your skin.
Oh, my.
Someone try these and see if they work.
Or don't. It's fine.
It's up to you.
See?
You decide. Ancient and odd home remedies. We're just the messengers. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.